Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's Hour 5 of the Nation. Time now for Wolchuk's Daily Football Fix. Here he is, Zachary.
All right, Giants, of course, they were devastated. The Cam Scatabu injury dislocated his ankle. Did go ahead and put on the X, formerly known as Twitter, although it's always Twitter to me, that he's okay. Surgery was successful. He thanked Big Dom for all the cheesesteaks and pizza and the city of Philadelphia for treating him well, but he is going to be done-ski for the season. And then he growled.
Arr.
But Jackson Dart. Is the magic over? I mean, I didn't think this was sustainable anyway. Here's an unfortunate injury for Cam Scatabu, but the way in his playing style is, I mean, I don't know how long his body's going to be able to sustain that type of playing style for multiple, many, many years. And Jackson Dart also. I mean, were we looking at a flash in the pan a couple weeks ago? According to Mike Sando of The Athletic, he had an article out, went around the league talking about the Giants, Jets, some dysfunctional organizations, and one, some execs don't believe that the Giants have the ability to even have a good coaching search. So they think the Giants should just stay pat with Brian Daboll. They don't know how to evaluate and how to do the coaching deal. They've hired a bunch of bums, whether it was Ben McAdoo, whether it was Joe Judge. Now you've got Brian Daboll. You might as well just stay pat. And then an exec said regarding Jackson Dart, quote, when you lose a game like they just did, allowing 33 points in one quarter, I feel like you don't recover. I feel like now teams are going to have a good feel for who this quarterback is, and that magic he had from going in there and being the spark is about to dissipate because teams are going to make him play quarterback. Well, that just happened as he went 14 of 24 for 193 yards and a touchdown, got sacked 5 times in a loss to the Eagles. Now, he hasn't been incredible. I mean, he's averaging under 200 yards a game passing since he's taken over, but I do wonder, like, he's got some talent, but I'm just not really buying this whole thing for the Giants. I think they're still just bleeped as a franchise.
Oh, yeah. I do not think Jackson Dart is a good quarterback right now. And there's just not enough decision-making or composure in there at this stage in the game to project anything other than he'll be good or he'll be capable of winning as long as he is athletic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, this just looks like... a guy who on a struggling team is kind of exciting at times. But if you want to play winning football, I think Jackson Dart has a lot of maturing to do.
I think he absolutely does. Now, from that New York team to the other one. So they did get their first win. Congratulations, Darren Glenn. Well done. They came back. They beat the Bengals. Pretty crazy how that ended up happening. Breece Hall throwing the game-winning touchdown to former LSU Tiger, Mason Taylor. Happy National Tight Ends Day to Mason Taylor. Big time play for him. But before the game, Alex Smith on the set of ESPN's Sunday NFL Countdown. Well, he just put Woody Johnson in the blender.
This is absurd, right? You're true. It's right. It's rock bottom, but it's rock bottom because of this guy, right?
Yep.
Listen, it is impossible to overcome dysfunctional ownership, and that this is the definition of it, Woody Johnson. Listen, I lived it. Trust me, I know. How many head coaches and quarterbacks has this guy mowed through, right? How many of them are we going to, and he drove the bus over this kid right here. Listen, Oh, Sam Darnold, he looks pretty good right now, right?
Yes, he does.
Hey, Robert Saleh coaching his butt off in San Francisco. Weird. Aaron Rodgers winning a lot of games all of a sudden, right? Hey, maybe the problem is you, Woody, right? Maybe we look in the mirror. You have the longest playoff drought in all of the NFL.
And
right?
all sports.
Listen, it starts at the top, and it trickles down, and this is cowardly. This is an owner that's deflecting because his organization is terrible, and he drove the bus over a 26-year-old quarterback, right? Right over the back of him. I'm not going to justify. I don't think Justin Fields has played great at all this season. You're telling me he's the only problem? You don't have a win. It's everywhere. The head coach is the problem. Yep. The coordinators are the problem. Yep. This entire roster is the problem.
You want to throw it at the
quarterback. And to point it at this kid is ridiculous. But in the middle of the season, by the way, he's wearing the jersey today. He is starting quarterback for your football team. Your jersey. Yeah, how are you going to look this kid in the eye in the locker room?
Alex Smith tearing him up. Woody Johnson. Well said. Well said, Alex. He's right. He absolutely is. I think that organization, I mean, look, you got your kid going through Madden ratings. I believe that's 100% true. And Diana Rossini apparently got to interview him recently. And Woody Johnson was like, oh, you're the one that went ahead and wrote that article. You ripped me apart. Now, he did grant her some time, did an interview. But yeah, the Jets are dysfunctional. Now, they get the win. And here was Justin Fields just getting vulnerable with us. This is a Gavin Dawson special here. Justin, take it away.
I'm going to get pretty vulnerable right here. But this week I kind of, you know, I found myself in my closet crying on the ground, laying down. Not because of the hardships, not because of the troubles. I felt like, you know, I was built to handle that and I was put in place to handle this situation. But in that moment when I was talking to my best friend, you know, how hard it was and just, you know, not wavering faith-wise, I just had gotten a text from my sister and my stepmom, and it was just an encouraging text on, you know, just keep going and keep spreading the faith. And they just sent me a link on social media, and I tell you guys all the time that I'm not on social media, so I didn't see it. So that was just a sign from God for me to keep going, and that, you know, I'm in the right place.
Okay.
Laying on the floor in his closet crying. That's just how
fetal position in the
crazy
closet.
This is
boo-hooing.
Now,
how's that me?
How's
that me?
Well, you're kind of the arbiter on, like, sports cries.
Okay.
Like, you're very anti, you know, professional athletes crying.
Good.
So I wanted...
That was almost the most offensive thing anyone's ever said
to you. It's not you being in the fetal position in your closet laying down and crying. I don't expect that from you. But just, I wondered when you hear Justin Fields say that, what your reaction would be.
I mean, Justin Fields is tough. He's stoic. I think his leadership isn't the thing in question here. But just as a man, there is no circumstance in the history of the world where you would want to admit that publicly. You know, vulnerability has to be meted out in very small doses as a man. So I would say I was a little down on myself, or I was being a little too hard on myself and needed a pick me up for about 5 seconds before I grabbed my nuts and said, hey, dude, man up, you know, something like that.
Just never admit to the world that I'm going to be vulnerable. And I went into my closet and cried.
Like, women think of
my best friend, by the way,
one of the best things a man can do in the world is appear to be getting emotional and then grit down, maybe clear your throat and just emerge much stronger.
You got to bury that bleep way down.
They want to know you're human, but that you can master it at any point.
Yeah.
They don't like the crying fetal in the closet position.
And if this sounds toxic to you, I didn't make up the rules. Women did.
No.
You know?
It's called toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
And we can't show our emotions.
Yeah.
We're men.
Yeah. We're just reacting to what's expected of us.
Yep.
So it's less about the fact that he did it, more about the fact that he announced it to the world that he did it.
You can do it.
Yeah, I think you can do it.
Do whatever you want in your
world's
going
to get you. World's tough.
Yeah, you know, you just don't admit
it's
that.
It's going
to
beat you down.
It's like, nobody will ever know what I told you yesterday. That was in confidence.
Like, I can't help.
I'm not sharing that in public. Nope, you do not. You do not, sir. You shut your mouth.
At our next remote, Tolo's come up to me, and if you want to see the text that Wolchuk sent me yesterday en route to the pregame show, then I will show it to you.
Mm-hmm. That's a confession. But you're right. Hey, if a Tolo remembers this on our next remote, I give you permission to share.
Beautiful.
In person. Let's go to Texas. Hook 'em horns.
I won't show you the pictures, but I will show you the text.
Yeah, please don't. The pictures were just for you. We got some rumorooski. Steve Sarkisian might be looking to jump ship with a P.
What a beautiful announcement, bombshell, just hours
right
before your team
the game,
kicks off.
And I think
open
this,
with that, by the way.
Diana Russini.
Oh, Diana Russini with the big bomb.
The Roos Boos.
He might be interested in taking the Tennessee Titans job. Ooh. Well, Steve Sarkisian, postgame, after a massive comeback, biggest comeback since 2007 against Oklahoma State for the Horns. They avoid disaster. Here's Sark at the podium.
I'd love to touch on this, so bear with me for a second, because it really pisses me off that one person can make a report that in turn the entire media sports world runs with as factual, to the point of my agency and my agents have to put a statement out that they never have done. Historically, CAA, Jimmy Sexton, and Ed Manowitz have never do that. But I had to do that to protect my locker room and my team. And I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. I thought it was completely unprofessional of that person to put that report out. And the fact that everybody ran with it is borderline embarrassing for the media. And I respect what you guys do. I really do. And everybody else.
Doesn't sound
but the
like
fact
it.
That everybody ran that as truth is really embarrassing. Okay, so I've got a small circle when I make decisions on what I do and what I don't do. And nobody would speak on my behalf without me knowing. And so where that report came from, I'd love to talk to that person because it's absolutely ridiculous.
Mm. Well,
I think you'd start with your wife.
Oh, you think the wife put it out there?
Oh, she's really big in social circles and things like that.
You could say that.
Yeah, she's out there. She's out there. I wouldn't be surprised.
She's a very socially oriented girl.
Yeah,
very
Diana active. Russini is. I think Diana Russini is really good at her job.
I think so too. And she's usually been proven right.
Yeah, and I would say that maybe you need to look at home, sir. I'm just this be being Ooh-hoo. Me doing a little bit of a radio show today, but I would check what's going on at home, sir. Make sure you got that thing organized.
He
met the moment with the emotions and the frustrations, but at no point did he say, "I never said that."
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know, he did not say that.
He just danced around how frustrated he was and how his circle is small and people run with it. But he never said, I never said that and I have no interest in it.
And like the sanctimonious indignation that he's reacting with, to me, when somebody does that, I think there's some truth to it.
It's like he overplayed it.
Yeah.
The reaction.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's media garbage would have been the answer from somebody with nothing to it.
Now, Jimmy Sexton, CAA, did put out a statement saying any reports regarding communications on coaching opportunities with NFL teams are patently false and wildly inaccurate. Sark is solely focused on coaching the University of Texas football
team. As he should be.
But I think where there's smoke, there's fire. And I mean, it's a massive downgrade in pay for him if he were to leave Texas to go to the NFL. There's no way the Titans are going to be able to offer him $10 million a year. Hmm. But I would wonder what that says about the Texas program. And if he's like, you know, maybe I'm good here now. I've taken him to back-to-back Final Fours. Maybe he is kind of wavering on Arch a little bit. I mean, I think that's another, you know, possible topic tree there if it's true. And does he like what he sees with Cam Ward? And maybe I do want to take a shot at the NFL. I think Tennessee would probably be a death sentence for him, but you never know. Maybe he's eager for the challenge.
Yeah.
Best sentence there or the Giants?
Both.
The Giants are worse because at least with the Titans, you feel better about Cam Ward.
Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe then he can take a quarterback depending on where the Giants are going to pick. But I don't know. I think Sark can handle a lot, and I know Bobby was talking about him as a fit for the Cowboys, and knowing some of the stuff behind the scenes that Sark has had to deal with,
sure.
with what Texas is, it is Cowboy-like. There are comparisons
former there. Players there, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I do think he could handle the hoopla that comes with the Cowboys gig, but I also don't know if he's built for the NFL.
Do you think this is maybe a ploy by him?
I think it's to get a pay raise.
To get a pay raise.
Yeah,
I was thinking to get the buyout because it's a $60 million buyout, and I'm not quitting this job. But if I can annoy people enough and they think I got one foot out the door anyway, maybe they'll work towards getting me that 60 mil.
Yeah, I mean, I thought initially it was a good play by him because even if there's no truth to it, just to get his name out there, much like Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin, if he stays at Ole Miss, is going to parlay that into another pay raise. Lane Kiffin's agent, I believe, Jimmy Sexton. Jimmy Sexton, his client,
sure.
is Steve Sarkisian. You mentioned it 2 years ago. What'd they do? And all of them were up for raises.
Yeah, when the Alabama job.
So maybe
job,
he gets himself another raise here.
Yeah, when the Alabama job.
You think Texas would have an appetite for that right now? A raise for Sarkisian after this?
No.
I don't know. I mean, you look at the landscape of all the big jobs that are available. Who are you going to get that's better than Sark right now? Lane? You going to pivot to Lane Kiffin?
Yeah.
And try and get Lane away from Ole Miss. Maybe that'd be their move. But that's tough. Right now, there's a lot of jobs. There's not enough good coaches.
As much as I hate to say this, because I think the guy has done a hell of a job, Lane Kiffin is what college football has become.
Mm-hmm.
With players. Yep. You salesman. The salesman. You have to be able to do the NIL stuff. You have to be very creative as a coach when it comes to playing the game. As a play caller, he is what more programs are probably looking for as a coach. That young, enthusiastic, got a chip on his shoulder, I'm better than you kind of guy. I think that to me that Texas would, and now let's see what Texas, what was our guy that was before Charlie Strong or after Strong?
Tom Herman?
Tom Herman,
yeah.
Herman and Kiffin are basically the same age, 15-51.
See, that's what I'm saying though. They wished that Tom Herman was Lane Kiffin. I see a lot of programs are probably going to need somebody that could go out and raise money, somebody that everybody loves hanging out with. You know, you hate Lane Kiffin when you're working against him, but when he's on your team, I think you're in that mode of like, man, I'm glad he's our coach.
Yeah, I mean, the 817 is like, LOL, who's better than Sark? But let's not undervalue what Steve Sarkisian's done.
Sark's done a nice job.
He rebuilt the entire program.
No.
That sucked.
Absolutely.
And then just took him to the playoff 2 years in a row. Like, absolutely. What Sark's done at Texas has been pretty damn impressive.
Very impressive.
Now, I think that there's a lot of questions in terms of him, like the play calling stuff. I think he sucks as a play caller in the red zone. And Texas fans have an extremely high standard. And this year has not lived up to the expectation. They were number one in the preseason poll. We'll see what happens with Arch. Maybe the dude stinks. They come back in the fourth quarter. He played much better. Now he's in concussion protocol. I don't know if he's going to play on Saturday. But I don't think it's like, oh, let's laugh at, oh, who's better than Sark? Look, LSU's available. Penn State's a job that's open. Mm. Florida State might be open. You want to put Texas in there? And now you're competing for who? Who are you going to get that's an upgrade? James Franklin, who's out there? That an upgrade? No, it's not.
No.
Brian Kelly, is that an upgrade? I don't think so. He just failed at LSU. Better job than Notre Dame. Do you want him over Sark? I wouldn't.
I mean, just to push back a little bit, I think his rise did coincide with the NIL era rising, right? And at Texas, sure. I think a lot of guys are going to be able to have a tremendous amount of success. And I would also say that in an era where quarterbacks are moving constantly, you can't really find a difference maker. Like Quinn Ewers wasn't good. Arch Manning, maybe too loyal to both these guys. Like,
well,
the college football is obviously about a lot of things, but quarterback's the most important position, and you either can't find one or can't develop one to really give you a discernible edge on game day.
Yeah, I mean, and if he ends up taking that Titans job, that's going to be fascinating to kind of see how that goes. And then if the Texas job is open, wow, Texas, LSU, and I saw some rumors about LSU and Dan Lanning. I don't know.
I question
how much money LSU has right now to be able to pay a coach.
I thought the same thing until they fired this guy.
Maybe they got a plan.
I mean, David Hellman and I, matter of fact, myself, Jane Slater, David Hellman, we were all texting each other last night, and we were talking about, you know, David's like, oh, I think they're going to fire this guy. And I'm like, do we have the money to do this? And he goes, oh, no, we got the money. We're going to do this. And I was like going, okay. But this is one of those things. We had a $20 million NIL roster that's won five games. That's 5-3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's that same $20 million got Ohio State a national championship last year.
Mm.
So, you know, we're willing to spend the money there. I just worry about how many times are we going to keep paying these coaches off every 4 years?
Right.
College football has the most passionate fans, no doubt.
Well, 100%. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, now we got a bunch of Texas fans that are like, what about Saban? There's Sark left. They throw the bag at Saban. Can they get it? I mean, it would be fun to talk about if Sark did leave. But Texas is not, they're not going to be moving on from Sark. That would be a Sark decision.
To all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes in Austin, do you think Saban would really work with his no-nonsense attitude? That would be tough. You would almost need to let him just do football and have another guy who could do all the stuff to make the boosters happy and appear at the golf events and stuff.
I don't think he'd want to put up with the BS. I mean, listening to like Mac Brown, he's got a podcast going now, talking about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff at Texas. It is a headache.
It's distracting. It is just another example of, unfortunately, inside these borders, the two two biggest football brands are more preoccupied with revenue and money and the lifestyle around the game than doing whatever it takes to win big. Thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you.
Football, daily football fix most afternoons at 4 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, let's hit the C note. We'll give you some Cowboys news of the evening and continue our reactions to yesterday's loss. And is there any point in even talking about next Tuesday's deadline anymore? That's next year on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right, the ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fantasy Cowboys Monday. What is your top overreaction to that defeat that you think is actually true, right? At 877-881-1053, go ahead, text that in. Your biggest overreaction to the game that's actually true. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. So workshop that in your brain. We got the C-note here for you. Cowboys news of the evening. And Todd Archer put out a post. This is about 40 minutes ago. Just for clarification, the knee issue Trayvon Diggs has been dealing with since early in the season is with his right knee, not the left knee, which he had operated on last January. Broad has told you this a couple of hours ago. So how bad is that? Do you know any other details? Like, is this some tendonitis or is there a potential
thing in play? I do not know. I just knew that it was bothering him. So I could try and find out some more details about it because people were like, it's his knee, and he wasn't able to play, and it's bad and all that. I was like, I'm going to ask how bad this knee is. And a couple people in the organization said, no, it's Brian Sapsley, his opposite knee.
Do you think the knee could be related to the concussion? Because going into that week, he was going to play until he showed up with a concussion.
No,
maybe there was a fall, some stairs, maybe hurt the knee and the head at the same time?
I think the knee was separate from where – that would be my speculation. It's – I can't wait to hear this explanation.
It's going to be all time. It is. If it was something simple like the stairs, you could just run with it.
Yeah.
They're hiding it for a reason.
He should have said the stairs. Last thing out of his mouth.
Absolutely.
I slipped. Yeah. I was carrying some trays down the steps in the back deck, and boom. Next thing I know, I was on the grass.
Yeah.
My head hurt. My knee was twisted.
My dog tripped me.
Yeah, man, speaking of knees, did you see Deshaun Elliott last night, Sunday
disgusting.
Night football?
Oh, disgusting. Oh,
I could only see it once. They showed it on TV just once because it basically got bent backwards, and I like gasped on the couch, and the family came out asking me what was wrong, but it was that disgusting.
Yeah,
almost as disgusting as the Tucker Kraft catch and run that led to that play. Jerry Jones last night. Today would not affect the decision on trading for a player. How do you react to that? How could it not? You win last night. You're looking down the barrel of 6-3-1. You're like, dude, we got this thing cooking now. We won back-to-back games. You lose that game. All of a sudden, you are a bad afternoon on Monday Night Football against Arizona, who you've struggled with over the years from being 3-5-1. And, you know, you'll probably beat the Raiders, but... You know, once you're a couple of games under 500 beyond midseason, it's really tough to rally. And I know they did it once, but I think this team really has to start looking long term. Nick Harris with a column today here as we go through the C note. The NFL trade deadline is approaching. Despite Jerry saying Sunday's loss to Denver doesn't affect his strategy for the Cowboys, it probably should. They shouldn't be 1 year loan buyers at the deadline. They should be sellers. And I agree with that. I mean, you. I guess if you really wanted to be aggressive and go get two or three players, but that's really the only way you should be buyers is if you're, you know, you have this massive appetite and you're doing what Brian was talking about earlier, where you're going after multiple star level players on the defensive line. That's really the only buying that I'd be interested in. Like you waste a pick for a short term rental type of situation this year, you'll be regretting that almost instantly. Okay, we need to have a Kenny Clark discussion here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Their one tech solution that you got for Micah Parsons along with those two first round picks, what did that last of? All of 2 weeks?
Yeah, three.
And, you know, he looked like a guy last year, as Brian told you, was slowing down at the end of the year. And we thought, well, maybe that's injury related. He had a toe situation.
Toe situation, right.
But now that we're sitting here going into week nine, I think it's an age situation, as we talk about so often. Like the big guys who are a little bit quicker, boy, they really start slowing down by the time they're in their late 20s. And with Kenny Clark's contract being what it is, I think you put it right there in that Trayvon Diggs box where maybe this guy could help you. He could be part of a good defense still, assuming Trayvon Diggs gets right. But at $20 million, it's got to be like a cap casualty situation right there with Kenny Clark unless something big happens in these final nine games.
I mean, I could see them being so stubborn, though, that it's like, no, that's the guy we traded for, and we spoke so highly about him. We said he was going to be here for a long time, and he's going to be the fixer. I could see their stubborn nature keeping them from actually making the right decision. But if Kenny Clark is this version of himself, like we've seen for the basically last month, then there's no way you can hang on to him, especially with the cap relief that you get from moving on.
Yeah.
Can easy out.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of dead money on that deal either.
No, there's none. You're just saving $21 million on your salary cap. Like, there is no world where it makes sense to keep him on your roster for next season, unless, like you said, he just totally dominates the rest of the way. Yeah. But I don't see that happening.
I mean, he's definitely getting double teamed a lot. He's still been the pressure leader for the team. But I mean, if you can get some help, that might be something that overall makes him a better player. Yeah, we saw Surtain's missing 4 to 6 weeks. He's got that pec injury. Jordan Schultz, who's going to join us on Wednesday at 3 o'clock, reported that a little bit ago.
Just disgusting that they were not able to take more advantage of that.
That is really a hard thing to deal with right there. That one of the best players in the National Football League, and you kind of go away from, you know, you don't attack the guy who's replacing him in this game. That's disappointing from this coaching staff, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know.
If I was in the box, I'd be screaming. I go, Surtain's out. Let's think about this, guys. Surtain's out, you know. Yeah. Just keep reminding Shoddy as he's calling plays that their best corner, one of the best defensive players in the league, is no longer on the field, you know. And make sure that, hey, quick game, whatever we have to do to get that going, do it. But, man, that's disappointing. Really, really is.
I don't know, after watching what George Pickens has done with that pressure being what it was, and you're running for around 3 yards per attempt, does anybody believe anybody in the league could stop this if you just snapped the ball and threw it up high for George Pickens? Like,
no.
And you don't need much more than a few step drop to loft that thing up there again and again and again. That mitigates the pass rush. And
I'll say this, and Zach, help me, because I know you know everybody's trying to watch the film when they can watch the film. But I feel like that like the last couple of weeks, George Pickens has run better routes.
He has.
Yeah. And it might be because the buy-in of George Pickens, you know, A, and then he's getting ready to maybe sign a contract, a big one. Everybody, you don't want anybody to say, well, he's a poor route runner. You know, you don't want to say that. I think George Pickens kind of understands now what he has to do. I think he's understanding the plays. I think he's a guy that kind of always was just a natural go down the field, run a couple routes kind of guy. I think it took him a little while to kind of get the offense, and now we're starting to see better route running, better separation, you know, better buy-in overall. I don't blame him. He's trying to get a new contract. He's playing like he deserves one. But yeah, the buy-in is better than what we saw probably 2-3 weeks ago when CeeDee Lamb was not in the lineup.
And speaking of CeeDee, he made a couple of incredible catches along the sideline that, you know, I don't think many other wide receivers would. But I think George Pickens is such a physical matchup nightmare. And when they're letting him push off, I'd rather take 3 chances to get 10 yards than to try to get a first down, mitigating that pass rush, which, you know, was really slowing down Dak. Speaking of that, we got an overreaction Monday here cooking for you at 877-881-1053. Your top reactions, overreactions that you actually think are true. And we got the 214 saying, I'd say Dak never being that guy. I understand the defense is awful, but the offense wasn't great either. I've texted with you guys before, and everyone has he has MVP games during the season against easy teams. You guys always overhype him every year. I would say I have not overhyped him, and I've actually been, you know, falsely categorized as a Dak hater. What you have going on, you know, right now this year has been different. There's going to be bad games. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has been held under 10 points twice in a Super Bowl with probably better offensive lines than what Dak has. So, I would say you're 8 games in, 6 of them have been MVP level.
It's strange that somebody would say that if they've really listened to our show. And Chief, I don't mean this as a slam towards you, but very much before he even signed that contract, we went around the room and there were people on our show that were not interested in bringing him back. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't think there's a lot of homerism going on. We're just reporting what we see. The guy's playing it. He's playing at a very high level.
Yeah, I think we've been very fair.
Very fair about it. But there are people, if you listen to the show long enough, you know that there are folks on it that have said, hey, I would move on. I would do something different.
Yeah, and I mean, right now, who's the number one seed in the NFC?
The Green Bay Packers, yeah.
Did he torch the Green Bay Packers? Was that a bad team?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he I get it. Like, the Broncos are the best defense I think they're playing all year. I got a lot of respect for them in that front seven. He got pressured the most out of any game he's played this year, and it showed. He went back, and I don't think it's just him. I think that's most quarterbacks put in that situation, like they were saying during the broadcast. But, I mean, to act like he didn't ball out against Green Bay, that is a good defense statistically this year and is the best team right now in the NFC record-wise, I mean, you can't just ignore that.
Yeah.
He deserves praise. Yeah. When he plays well, we give him credit.
Yeah, and his offensive line is bottom third in the league against the best pass rush. And, you know, up until this point, he's been able to slide away from the pressure and still find a spot in the pocket that was comfortable enough for him to make throws under duress that were incredible. That just was not the case. I don't know if any quarterback could have done better.
Yeah, and he ended up struggling yesterday for sure. But that first drive, that throw to Lamb,
awesome.
He's getting mashed and standing tall, making a great throw. I wish they would have tried Pickens there on that first drive in the goal line. Romo's calling it out.
Oh,
like,
fade.
You got the one-on-one coverage. Yeah. Like, you got to take advantage of that. But from an overreaction standpoint from yesterday, I just think that Shoddy's a bit of a coward when it comes to these fourth down decisions, and he has got to get better with that.
Yeah, you're right about that. Not the lowest in the league, but he's definitely not good enough.
No, I mean, they've lost tons of win percentage points over the course of the season. There's only a handful of coaches that are more conservative in those situations. Yesterday was on full display, and that was the first time where it was like so obvious. Like, dude, what are you doing? You have got to go for some of these. And to start the game, I think they should have gone for that fourth down.
303 says, biggest overreaction, the defensive schemes aren't the biggest problem. It's how awful the personnel is. I think that's just journalism right there, Colorado. Thanks for checking in. 469, Schottenheimer no better than Garrett.
Uh-oh.
Woo.
Now you've gone too far.
Yeah,
He's way better than Garrett, but he's still a first-time head coach that has some issues.
Yeah, and they got major personnel issues, as you see all over the league. The top coaches, you know, find themselves behind the eight ball all the time when their players run out. How about Jaden Blue? How many touches did this take before his first fumble?
How's this year, Texas, man? I mean, that's why it's like that. It wasn't a surprise. I don't know. I thought that was a pretty clear recovery, especially watching on the All-22.
I know.
Denver got that ball back.
Yeah.
And credit to Brock Hoffman for even making that.
Ooh. Close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he lays on top of that Bronco, and eventually he's able to, like, pull the ball away. But that probably should have been Denver's ball. But it's a concern. And I think, you know, for Jaden Blue, I thought he had some good moments. But the ball security, I think, is going to be a topic of conversation his entire career. That's Jaden Blue for you.
Okay. How about 214? Dak's shoulder is hurt. His throwing motion yesterday looked way off. I mean, couldn't rule it out, but we hadn't heard anything about that or, you know, and my eye didn't pick it up. Gavin's not a Dak hater, says the 817. Gavin's a Dak realist. Dak is good, but not great. He could get into the playoffs this year if he had a defense he could rely on. Absolutely.
That's fair. That's very fair. Yeah.
Okay. What else do we have going on here in the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening? Oh, a couple things from Shoddy's presser earlier today. He did acknowledge nobody played well yesterday and nobody coached well either. I love that accountability. Said there will be changes. No one is pleased. No one is happy with the way that we played yesterday. It's not acceptable. And the standard was not met. He clarified Malik Hooker has one more week until his return. And I think he's going to be helpful just by being replacement level. And I think he's often Johnny on the spot when you have those broken run plays that the entire box gets blown up on. He's at least there to try to tackle the guy and make him change his path, slows him down a little bit. So hopefully the defense you know, can recover. All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. We'll find out what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Monday night, then hand it over to the Cowboys Hour that's coming up next here in the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans. You live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, here we go. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Cowboys Hour is coming up at 7 o'clock. James Houston will be Brad Sham's guest today. Okay, so looking forward to that.
Will he be on sides when the show starts? That's the real question.
That's a great clarifying question, and you know, my guess
sure
would
be... Sure, Carl Sheffers, man. Come on. Call that on every play. Damn helmet offsides. They don't do it on the tush push, do they? No, they don't. F you, Sheffers.
That hurt, though.
It did. You could have gone off the field.
You could have gone off the field. Would have
changed the whole game. They'd have won.
Whole game.
Not.
Whole game. Is the Cowboys version of the tush, by the way, handed to Javonte and then have the tight ends run behind him? Is that what we saw? It's pretty dang good.
Yeah, they kind of.
It worked.
It kind of.
They pushed the tush.
They do. What they do is they. That's something that they don't. It you seem like in training camp they were working on it a little bit, but okay. Yeah, that's kind of their version of it. To get everybody behind like Scooney or Span Ford, they keep in line, but
you know, Lipke.
Lipke and those guys, and try and do it that way.
Of course, Fan After Dark coming up 8 to 11 here with Fred and Blake. Guys, you have a good day.
Phenomenal, good busy day. Went to the gym this morning, got back in the grind, so I'm feeling good, man. The less mic here is really throwing me off here. The sans mic. Is that a good way to use that? Is that a good way to use that, boys? Vocab word of the day, sans, means without.
Speaking of vocab words, Fred, you're looking significantly less haggard than last time I saw you.
Why? What happened last? Oh, was I? Oh,
you were just sleep deprived?
No, I think I'd been up late. No, man, got good sleep last night. I mean, you know, that Sunday night game really wasn't all that great, you know. So
put us all to sleep.
No, it was a boring game last night.
Did anybody in here watch like start to finish? I mean, like even the last couple of seconds when there was 5 minutes left. I mean, I started doing other things.
We talk about the Cowboys game. The Cowboys game.
Yeah, we watched it start to finish.
Well, you had to.
I watched it start to finish.
Once it was about 4 minutes left, I turned it off. When they were down 20 and Joe Milton's throwing the ball to Tolbert, which he did have a nice throw to Tolbert.
That was a nice throw in the bucket.
That was a ball.
That was a dime to to our boy Jalen. So, you know.
No shame in turning that thing off, though. It's frustrating. It's maddening.
I mean, what am I even watching at this point?
The game's slowing down.
Catastrophic injuries. That's what you're watching.
You're going to watch 10 more minutes of commercials for 5 minutes of bad football and a Jill Milton appearance, but yeah, it was unfortunate. Like week 8 was a total dud. The red zone watching leading up to the Cowboys game was boring.
Yeah.
The Sunday night football game got boring. With just an absolute blowout. It was very similar to the Cowboys game, as a matter of fact.
Betting scandal or something. direction. I mean, let's call it what arrested. It is.
Is that you guys going to focus on that one tonight?
What, the betting scandal? I mean, we'll touch on it. I mean, I read an article today that I thought was interesting that they said the NBA is least concerned with Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups, and they said Damon Jones is the guy that the NBA higher-ups are concerned with.
Because he's coached or because of what he did?
Well, he was the one that was the
least one that
good.
He's the one that gave the LeBron James information out, right? And he's been in kind of, I mean, at least with Chauncey and, I mean, you know, Terry's been a player for the last, you know, whatever it's been, 8, 9, 10 years or whatever, and Chauncey Billups has, you know, been affiliated with the NBA, whereas Damon Jones has been kind of this off, you know, de facto guy. Like he was labeled with the Lakers, but wasn't actually employed by the Lakers, right? So with Damon Jones, ain't no telling what this. I mean, look, I got texted him saying, you know, hook your boy D Jones up. I got information. You know, holler at me. So it's like,
okay. By the way, Dawson, it's you think that they're gonna have? It's gonna be 3 hours of Kansas City Chief football talk tonight.
We got the
Chiefs playing the Commanders tonight.
At least you don't.
Fred's gonna react to every single play in the game.
First of all, that's not true.
Much like that Kansas
erroneous.
That Kansas
erroneous
game on Saturday.
That's
huh?
true.
Yeah. Rock chalk my ass.
Please, Zach, go at him.
I will drop kick everybody in this room if that's what it comes down to. I already had to deal with Blake coming in late after I issued my mea culpa to start my program on Saturday by saying, look,
North Texas apology? Because last time we were here, you were talking a lot of crap about my meet and greet.
It wasn't a North Texas apology.
Yeah, I did. And I did give a North Texas apology
on
Saturday.
Thank you, and I love you for that.
I sure did. And I said, look, no disrespect to UNT. I'm just a little, you know, this was, and you know this, Broadus.
I'm turning it.
Okay?
It's a spin job.
First of all, I don't want to hear from you, okay? I don't want to hear anything out of your
mouth. At Chalk Talk Casino, it's the spin doctors.
You know? Like, look, I was upset. It was a rivalry game. I at least wanted us to at least look like a respectable football team, and we did not. And I knew, and look, I knew as soon as I saw the uniforms we had on Saturday.
It was game over.
We were in trouble.
Yeah.
Which ones did we wear?
Red pants
and blue tops with the ridiculous Jayhawk on the side.
That big squawking
dude,
one?
Dude, look, I've said this for years. I don't care what anybody...
It's like Toucan Sam?
Toucan Sam. I love the Jayhawk.
It's the Fruit Loops team.
They're looping
okay,
it.
But let me tell you something. When fat ass man Gina was winning, we were going to BCS Bowls.
Our coach is going to eat yours.
You know what we had on? KU on the side of the helmet, okay? Yeah. Not some bird. KU.
Did y'all hang the Mangino towels from the rafters?
Yeah. We should.
We championship banners.
It's like, did you ever get a
orange bowl and then a towel next to it?
Never did.
Brown and white towel.
Never did get a sniff of those. Look, if you could turn out guys like Aqib Talib,
some poor accountant.
Hey, Aqib Talib never complained about Mark Mangino. What's that tell you?
All right. He didn't have to be his towel boy.
Yeah, some poor guy is an accountant somewhere in Topeka, and he's had to tell the story about how
Todd Reesing doing these days?
He has to collect towels from the coach that wiped his rear with him.
Does he?
He's like a finance guy. Okay. He's a finance bro.
Yeah.
But
is he helping you with that new stadium build?
Look, I don't know.
That's a basketball school.
That's your boy, Booth. David Booth did that. He's the one that scribbled that $300 million check.
Did he really?
Sure did.
What'd you think about your basketball coach almost getting in a fight with the Louisville coach?
I mean, look.
They went at it.
That toupee. I heard that was.
Yeah, and that Louisville coach is really tiny. Pretty short.
Let me tell you that. He little guyed him.
He did.
When he hit him with the chest.
Look,
when you got Derek Peterson, all's right in the world, okay? And look, nobody will say anything bad about my boy Bill Self, a.k.a. Fred's BFF.
That's your buddy, right?
Dude, we just sat together on a plane.
That's what you're telling me. Give his number.
They joined the Mile High Club together.
Okay. You think his number?
See, now you've gone too far.
Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, I'd say. Did you get something on your Kansas hoodie?
I didn't.
Do you have Bill Self's email?
Bill.self at KU.
Blake, on a scale of 1 to 10, though, how difficult is it for Fred to focus during a show when the Chiefs are playing?
It's uber hard, but he powers through. If the Chiefs or the Jayhawks are playing, it is tough, especially if it's the fourth quarter or third down play.
I was gonna say, it's only the fourth quarter that I get worked up about.
And I actually hope they play well, because obviously if they don't, it's fun for me to troll
him. And I know, first of all, Blake will sit there and check out for segments at a time because he's watching the Mavericks. So I know this guy
is
not
a really
about
good Mavs podcaster.
Local team account.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Nico lover.
Are you jealous that Kansas doesn't have a pro basketball team?
No. I've never. I mean, look. I said on Saturday. All right. After I apologized to all the Luka fans out there who are still upset. I said, look, two teams.
You apologize more than anybody on our station.
He's the Ryan Clark of the fans.
I doesn't say. I'm sorry.
I don't apologize that much. No,
Fred Davis, I have to say something here.
I don't apologize that much, but you
know,
look,
shorts out of it.
But we do say a lot. We do say a lot. So no, I made it clear that look, man. After I'm emotional about my Jayhawks and my Chiefs, and so I apologize to all the Luka fans out there who I said, look, I get it. You guys are still upset,
Brian.
You know what? Shame on me.
Would you agree? We were going back and forth that UNT has better alumni than the Jayhawks.
Oh, I don't know all your alum.
Okay, so make sure
me and Walchuk, what else you need to know?
Dr. Phil,
that's it.
Mean Joe Green.
That's it.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. No, he
didn't really graduate. Don Henley?
Don Henley.
Yeah.
And then he said Wilt Chamberlain. The question is, does
Blake know?
Does he know who Don Henley is?
Do you know who Don Henley is?
No, he doesn't.
Guitarist, singer. Is that right?
Drummer?
Drummer. In the musical world. I knew it was something musical.
Can you tell us the Eagles?
What group?
The Don Henleys.
also got the Eli Young Band fellas.
That's it.
Joe Green.
Joe Green, Patrick Cobb.
Patrick Cobb.
We're over there looking him up now.
Yeah. Mason Fine.
Okay, so
bad out of hell.
You can't fight back at all here, Fred.
I mean, the fact that we got to sit here and this is what we're doing. I do this enough to where it's like, you know, if that's what you have to come up with is this Wikipedia look of who went to my school.
I'm just checking if there's anyone we overlooked.
I feel like this is pretty basic. Your alumni is kind of like, okay, this is what we've done when you got bragging rights to other schools.
All right, well.
Fred's acting like I'm pulling up some niche thing, like, oh, you're pulling up alumni. No, that's a pretty standard thing.
Fred, do we not really have alum over there? We have like an astronaut or somebody like we could talk about?
I mean, I don't know where our basketball court's named after the guy that created the sport.
Okay.
Oh, the peach basket guy.
So, you know, I mean, we've only got an iconic basketball program, and we're over here trying to figure out if Meatloaf went to UNT or not.
No, he did, man. Meatloaf went.
Paul Rudd,
solid.
Yeah, it works better when you speak into it. Yeah, Jack Del Rio.
That's about it.
I'm doing all these for you. Yeah. We still starting Cooper Flagg at point guard tonight?
No. Mm-hmm. Are you saying are we or should we?
Are we?
I'll have to wait and see. Should we? No. We saw the D'Angelo Russell minutes. He plays 29 minutes plus 26. He's getting paint touches, spraying the ball out. Right. D'Angelo Russell needs to. This isn't even a hot take. He's a point guard that's healthy. Play him. I don't know why Jason Kidd's trying to be too cute. It ain't working.
Yeah, I don't know whose idea this is, but it seems like.
Smartest in the room kid. That's what he is. He tells us every press conference the way you can tell by his mannerisms how he talks.
Hasn't he gotten things figured out, though? There's been bumps in the road every year. I mean, you take a bad defensive team. Yes, Jason Kidd is, I think, going to get this figured out. We're in the experimental phase right now. He's got that Phil Jackson mindset of, hey, the regular season is for figuring out lineup rotations, and if we have speed bumps that we get across, we'll deal with those as they come. But you can't win the championship here in the regular season.
Do you think this team is good enough to be messing with lineups and be 10 games under 500, though? I don't think they are.
Well, I think if it gets bad in the standings, then, yeah, you force it. I just think fundamentally you can't look at Cooper Flagg play basketball and think that we're going to have anything less than 20 turnovers per game if we're starting him. I'm okay with Jason Kidd experimentation. This is just not the right thing to be doing, and I imagine he'll be bailing from it before too long.
I sure hope so. I mean, you're asking a kid that has never played point guard before. Like, it seemed cool in summer league. Like, all right, you're trying to make him uncomfortable, get used to the NBA game. But I don't think any of us thought, oh, well, you're going to do it to start the NBA regular season. You wonder why he's looked uncomfortable. Now, I will say he looked a whole lot different last night. So,
yeah, that was
at least
awesome.
Feel good about seeing that, look, this kid is going to be the real deal. It's just, okay, how do you supplement the roster around him?
Becomes one of the only players in league history to score 20-plus at age 18 with no turnovers, one of the other ones being Kobe Bryant.
Mamba.
Great White Hope.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. All right, thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and Fitz. You just went five flawless like it was nothing. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. Fan After Dark's coming up at 8 o'clock. Brad Sham with James Houston is next. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the nation. Eddie's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.